USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the western states, wildfires have taken the lives of at least 33 people. Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
We saw the perfect firestorm. We saw incredible winds. And of course, we have a landscape that has seen 30 years of drought. This is truly the bellwether for climate change on the West Coast. And this is a wake-up call for all of us that we have got to do everything in our power to tackle climate change.
Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley on ABC.
It is apocalyptic. I drove 600 miles up and down the state. I never escaped the smoke. We have thousands of people who have lost their homes. I could never have envisioned this. The east winds came over the top of the mountain, proceeded to turn the fires into blow torches that went down and just incinerated a series of small towns.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three, free, when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com. Or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti tells CNN there was a way to prevent the nearly 200,000 Americans from dying of the coronavirus.
We had known and had leadership that didn't say calm, but actually allowed us to do the work and provided us the resources to do so. We would have taken action much earlier.
In Southern California, there's an update on the ambush that left two L.A. County Sheriff deputies in critical condition. Captain Kent Wagner says it happened in Compton, and the shooting suspect was caught on video.
He walked along the passenger side of the car. He acted as if he was going to walk past the car, and then he made a left turn directly toward the car, raised a pistol, and fired several rounds inside of the vehicle, striking both of the sheriff's deputies.
The incident is still under investigation, and so far, no arrests have been made. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Peace talks between Afghanistan and the Taliban have begun. USA's John Hunt has more.
Historic negotiations between the Taliban and Afghanistan's political leadership opened in Qatar, offering a great chance of peace after decades of war. The U.S. had hoped negotiations would start within 2 weeks of February 29th, when it initially signed the peace deal with the Taliban. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo attended the opening ceremony. He met with Taliban co-founder and political deputy Mullah Abdul Ghani Bardar, who heads the organization's office in Qatar's capital, and the members of the Taliban negotiating team, according to State Department spokesperson Kale Brown. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
It's been a violent summer in Baltimore, and it only got worse this past week. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Between Sunday, September 6th and this Sunday morning, Baltimore police say at least 45 people were shot across that city. 11 of them had died from the shootings. 34 others were wounded, some still hospitalized. Over the long Labor Day weekend, 14 people were shot, two of them died, and one person was fatally stabbed. So far this year, Baltimore has seen a total of 233 homicides, just shy of the 240 recorded at this point last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.